just using, instead of using grease as a noun, using it as a verb, I'm going to blank my car.
Oh. I know which, I can't think what's the name of it.
No, it's not. It's just using the word grease. It's not even a different word. Just the same, using
greasing it up.
Yeah, fine. Okay, good. And if grease got all over your hands, you say they're all
dirty.
No, using grease.
Greasy.
Pardon?
Greasy.
Okay. Now, the reason for that is that some people say greasy and some people say greasy. And that's to hear what they say in this part of the world.
Well, greasy, that's the correct way.
Yeah, right. Okay, if you have a door hinge that's squeaking, what would you put on it?
Oil.
And what did you use to burn in lamps?
Oil.
Any kind of oil?
Kerosene. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see a makeshift lamp made out of a rag and a bottle and coal oil?
No, I haven't. I've heard of them. I've never seen one.
Have you ever heard the term flambeau? Okay. And inside the tire of a car, they used to have an inner tube. All right. And if you've just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water for the first time, you say you're going to do what?
Launch it.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of small boats might you fish in, not without a motor?
Well, bateaux or canoes or...
Now, is a bateau flat bottom? What about the ends? Are they pointed or square?
Well, there's some of them are... They're square, mostly, both ends. One of them's a bit pointed than the other one.
All right. You ever hear of a John boat or a pirogue or a Joe boat? All right. Okay, if a woman wanted a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little piece of cloth to use as a...
A pattern, or not a pattern, but as a sample.
Mm-hmm. And if a little girl had on a very becoming dress, you might say to her, my, what a blank dress.
Attractive, a pretty, a beautiful.
And then she would say, talking about pretty, she would say, that dress is pretty, but I've got one at home that's even...
Prettier.
Mm-hmm. And what might your wife
prettier.
Wear?
Pardon? Prettier.
Okay, just whatever yeah. You say. What might your wife wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And you to sign your name in ink, you use a...
Pen or...
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you would use a safety...
Safety pin.
And a can would be made out of...
Aluminum or... A can, you mean like a...
Or what other kind of metal?
Well, it's zinc or... I don't know zinc, but...
T-I-N, that's...
Tin.
Okay, and a dime is worth?
10 cents.
All right, and the...
Not worth very much.
That's quite true. You can't buy anything with it anymore. Can't even buy chewing gum with it, can you? When you go outside in the wintertime, what would you put on over your clothes?
Overcoat.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing that you might wear between your coat and your shirt would be a...
Vest.
And the bottom part are the these things.
Trousers, pants.
Any other names for that?
No.
How about work clothes?
Well, they're the same work pants or work.
What about those things that are made out of denim and have a bib?
Overalls.
All right. Mm-hmm. You might say the coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
Fit perfectly or...
Mm-hmm. And if you're old... clothes wore out, this is talking about a man, you would have to go to the store to buy a brand new
a suit or a brand new
All right.
Overalls.
And if you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them
bulge.
And if you washed a shirt in hot water and it wasn't sanitized, what might it do?
Shrink.
So you'd say the one I washed yesterday did what?